奉主耶稣圣灵啊讲道。
In the name of the Lord Jesus, to speak the word of God.
那今天我们跟弟兄姐妹来讲一下有关于启示的道理。
Today, I will share with you the teachings about the revelation.
所以题目这个叫做如何对待启示。
The preaching topic is how to distinguish the revelation.
那启示呢，其实在圣经当中它是一个非常重要的道理。
The revelation is a very important words of God in the Bible.
很多人认为说我们今天不需要启示。
Many people think today, nowadays, we don't need the revelation from God.
但是呢，我们知道说这个启示的奥秘其实都是通过启示的方式来传达给我们的。
However, God used the revelation to let us know the mysteries.
圣经这个当中，耶稣来了，他并没有废掉启示。
After when Jesus come to us, the Lord Jesus didn't abolish the revelation.
我们来可以看一下以弗所书。
Let's read Ephesians.
以弗所书的第一章。
The book of Ephesians, chapter 1.
十五节到十七节。
Verse 13. Up to 17.
以弗所书第一章十五节到十七节。
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 15 up to 17.
十五节，奉主耶稣圣名来读。因此，我既听见你们信从主耶稣，亲爱众圣徒。
15. Therefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints.
16. 就为你们不住的感谢神，祷告的时候常提到你们。
Do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers.
17. 节，求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他。
That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him.
所以我们第一点想要跟弟兄姐妹讲，就是神用启示让我们知道认识神的知识。
The first point I want to preach is God used the revelation to make people have the knowledge in Him.
我们知道说这个以弗所教会的弟兄姐妹他们对主耶稣有信心，然后对众神父他的爱心。
As we know, the disciples of Ephesian church has the faith in God, also have the love heart to all the saints.
但是呢，这个他们虽然这两方面做得很好，但是还不够。
Although they did good in both of the things.However, it is not enough.
所以保罗呢，他说他为他们，他祷告说常常，为他们感谢神，并且呢为他们祈求。
So Paul always give thanks for them and always put them into his prayer.
那保罗为他们祈求的内容就是求主耶稣基督将赐人智慧的和启示灵赏给他们。
How did Paul pray for them? Paul prayed for them, may God give to them the spirit of wisdom and the revelation.
所以我们看到说这个圣灵其实是启示灵。
As we know, the Holy Spirit is the spirit of revelation.
那如果没有圣灵来帮助我们，人们他是不能够明白有关神的事情。
If we don't have the Holy Spirit to help us, nobody will understand the mysteries about God.
那主耶稣他在世界上的时候，他就讲了很多有关于天国的道理，但是门徒他并不能够明白。
The Lord Jesus talks about a lot of the things regarding the kingdom of God, but no man understood it.
然后呢，这个主耶稣就这个在约翰福音十六章里面。
Let's read John chapter 16.
约翰福音十六章。
John chapter 16.
十二节到十五节。
From verse 12 up to 15.
十二节，奉耶稣圣名读。我还有好些事要告诉你们，但你们现在担当不了。
12.I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now.
十三节，只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们明白一切的真理，因为他不是凭自己说的， 乃是法他所听见都说出来，并要把将来的事告诉你们。
However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come.
14节，他要荣耀我，因为他要将授予我的告诉你们。
He will glorify me, for he will take off what is mine and declare it to you.
15节，凡父所有的都是我的，所以我说他要将授予我的告诉你们。
16, all things that the Father has are mine, therefore I say that he will take off mine and declare it to you.
所以主耶稣告诉门徒说，只有你们得到了这种圣灵来之后，你们受圣之后，你才能够明白哈。我告诉你们的一切的事情。
The Lord Jesus says, only until the Spirit of truth come and we receive the Holy Spirit, we will be guided by the Holy Spirit into all the truth.
就好像说这个，主耶稣告诉门徒说，你要奉父子圣灵来施洗，但是门徒们受圣灵之后就知道说，耶稣指的是说要奉他的灵。
For example, the Lord Jesus told the disciples.You need to baptize others in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. After the disciples receive the Holy Spirit, they know that they need to baptize the believers in the name of Jesus.
然后呢，当门徒受圣灵之后呢，其实圣灵是一步一步带领他们明白有关于奥秘的事情。
After the disciples receive the Holy Spirit guide them to understand.The spiritual things, step by step.
并不是说在受圣灵那一刻，所奥秘事情全部都知道了。
It's not to say in the moment that the disciples receive the Holy Spirit, he know all the mysteries.
而是当我们受圣灵的时候，圣灵住在我们心中，但当我们这时候我们寻求真理，圣灵就会在我们心里边做老师，一点一点的教导我们。
If we receive the Holy Spirit.That Holy Spirit dwell inside us. The Holy Spirit will teach us everything little by little, as long as we have a heart to seek for the truth.
所以比如这个使徒彼得也是一样的
啊。For example, Apostle Peter.
当时这个耶稣对门徒在升天之前就对门徒说：“你们要往普天下去传福音。”但是门徒他们。这个受圣灵之后，他们并没有马上这样去做。
For example, for all the apostles, when Jesus presented to apostles after he resurrected, Jesus told them, "You need to make the disciples from all the nations, until to the end of the world." However, the apostles have not gone outside to preach gospel.And they waited in Jerusalem for the Holy Spirit.
那他们受圣灵之后呢？他们也是在耶路撒冷，在传，并没有到外邦人去那边去传。
After they received the Holy Spirit, they preached the gospel in the area of Jerusalem, but not go to the Gentiles.
因为在他们的观念当中，是那个他们还是仅仅认为说这个福音只是给犹太人的，跟外邦人是没有关系的。
In their mindset, they only think this true gospel is given to Jews, but not given to Gentiles too.
所以呢，神就用启示告诉彼得说，你要把福音传给外邦。
So that's why God used the revelation to tell Peter, you need to preach this true gospel to the Gentiles too.
我们来看使徒行传第十章。
Let's read the book of Acts, chapter 10.
我们使徒行传第十章第九节到第十六节。
The book of Acts, chapter 10, from verse 9 up to 16.
使徒行传十章第九节，奉主圣名来读。第二天，他们行路将近那城，彼得约在五正上房顶去祷告。
9. The next day, as they went on their journey and drew near the city, Peter went up on the housetop to pray about the 6 hours.
第十节，觉得饿了，想要吃，那家人的人正准备饭的时候，彼得魂游向外。
10. Then he became very hungry and wanted to eat, But while they made ready, he fell into the train.
第十一节，看见天开了，有一物降下，好像一块大布，系着四角，坠在地上。
11. And saw heaven opened, and an object like a great sheet bound at the four corners, descending to him and let down to the earth.
12节，里面有地上各样四足的走兽和昆虫，并天上的飞鸟。
12. In it were all kinds of four-footed animals of the earth, wild beasts, creeping things, and birds of the air.
13节，又有声音对他向他说：“彼得，起来，宰了吃。”
13. And a voice came to him, Rise, Peter, kill and eat.
4节，彼得说，却说：“主啊，这是不可的，凡属恶和不洁净的物，我从来没有吃过。”
14. But Peter said, Not so, Lord, for I have never eaten anything common or unclean.
15节，第二次有声音对向他说：“神所洁净，你不可当作食物。”
15. And a voice spoke to him again the second time.What God has cleansed, you must not call common.
16节，这样一连三次，那物随即收回天上去了。
16. This was done three times, and the object was taken up into heaven again.
所以我们看到说，即便这个彼得当时受了圣灵，但是他还是受到了旧约律法上的条例的影响。
Although at that time, Peter has already received the Holy Spirit, he was still impacted by the regulation in the Old Covenant.
因为在旧约当中，神把这个动物分为洁净不洁净的，包括这个以色列人还跟外邦人还分为洁净和不洁净的。
According to the Old Covenant, the man is divided into clean and unclean.
包括物也是，这个动物也是。
And also everything, all the animals are also divided into clean and unclean.
但是呢，我们知道主耶稣来之后为我们钉十字架，他就废这个用自己的身体来废掉这个律法上的这个冤仇，这些条例都废掉了。
However, when Jesus came, he destroyed all the regulations in the old covenant which divide men and the animals.Clean and unclean, which means he destroyed all the unharmonies through the cross.
像所有人、所有动物在因为耶稣基督关系的一主耶稣里面都成了洁净的。
Because of the for the sake of Jesus Christ, all the men become clean.
Yeah, 所以今天这个所以神的旨意是要把这个福音来，不单是给犹太人，也是给所有的外邦人。
The will of God is giving.The gospel to not only the Jews but also the Gentiles.
当时彼得不明白，神就用这个启示告诉他，说你不可以分门别类。
Peter didn't understand this will of God at that time, so that's why God used this revelation to let him know he cannot divide men into different, into difference.
所以后面呢，神就才叫彼得在彼得去哥林多家里边，就外邦人家里传道给他们听。
Later on, God sent Peter to the family of Gentiles, the family of Cornelius, to preach to them the truth of the gospel.
包括这个保罗也是一样的哈。
It's the same to Apostle Paul.
好，我们来看一下《使徒行传》二十一章。
Let's read the book of Acts, chapter 21.
使徒行传的二十一章。
The book of Acts, chapter 21.
22章。
The book of Acts, chapter 22.
是7节到21节。
From verse 17 up to 21.
17节，22章17节，奉耶稣圣名读。后来我回到耶路撒冷，在殿里祷告的时候，魂游向外。
17. Now it happened, when I returned to Jerusalem and was praying in the temple, that I was in a trance.
18节，看见主向我说，你赶紧的离开耶路撒冷，不可迟延，因为你为我做见证，这里人必不领受。
18. And saw him saying to me, Make haste and get out of Jerusalem quickly, for they will not receive your testimony concerning me.
19节，我就说主啊，他们知道我从前把信你的人收在监里，又在各会堂鞭打他们。
So I said, Lord, they know that in every synagogue are imprisoned and beat those who believe on you.
二十节，并且你的见证人斯蒂凡被害流血的时候，我也站在旁边欢喜，又看守害死他之人的衣裳。
20. And when the blood of your martyr Stephen was shed, I also was standing by consenting to his death and guarding the clothes of those who were killing him.
21. 主向我说，你去吧，我要差你远远的往外邦人那里去。
21. Then he said to me, Depart.For I will send you far from here to the Gentiles.
所以我们看到说，当使徒保罗他在一路上传福音，没人相信的时候，神就用启示给他指示一条道路。
When Apostle Paul preached the gospel in Jerusalem, but nobody believed on what he preached, then the Lord Jesus Christ showed him a way.
神告诉他说，你不要再留在这个地方，我要差遣你远远往外邦人那边去传福音。
The Lord Jesus said to Paul, "Don't stay here in Jerusalem."Depart from here, to the Gentiles.
所以保罗他又被称为外邦人的使徒啊。
Paul was also called the apostle of Gentiles.
所以当今天哈我们这个缺乏这个不知道怎么去做的时候，就我们到底想不明白的时候，其实我们可以向人祈求，求神来启示我们，让我们明白神的道。
If we don't understand.The words of God, or even don't know how to do, we can pray to God for give us a revelation about how to do everything according to the words of God.
今天我们侍奉神不是单单只有爱心，信心就足够了。
We serve God not only by the faith and the love.
圣经说我们的爱心要在各样的知识跟见识上多又多，见识上。
The Bible teaches.Our love should be embodied in all kinds of the knowledge and the sight.
所以呢，这个我们的对神的这个奥秘哈，我们是一步一步逐渐去来能够明白的。
We will understand the mysteries regarding God step by step.
感谢神。那我们来讲第二点，这个神所启示的对象。
The second point is, who is the object?Of the revelation from God.
这个圣经我们神说其实讲的是使徒跟先知。
The Bible teaches the object of the revelation from God is to the apostles and the prophets.
我们来看一下以弗所书。
Let's read the book of Ephesians.
以弗所书的第三章。
The book of Ephesians, chapter
3. 第一节到第五节。
From verse
1
up to
5. 以弗所书第三章一到五节。
The book of Ephesians, chapter 3, verse 1 up to 5.
第一节奉耶稣圣名来读。因此我保罗为你们外邦人做了基督耶稣被囚的替你们祈祷。
1. For this reason, I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus for your Gentiles.
第二节，量必你们曾听见神赐恩给我，将关切你们的职分托付我。
2. If indeed you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God which was given to me for you.
第三节，用启示使我知道福音的奥秘，正如我以前律律写过的。
3. How that by revelation he made known to me the mystery as I have briefly written already.
第四节，你们念的就能晓得我深知基督的奥秘。
4. By which when you read you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ.
第五节，这奥秘在以前的世代没有叫人知道，像如今借着圣灵启示他的圣使徒和先知一样。
5. Which in other ages was not made known to the son of man, it is now being revealed by the Spirit to his glory, to his holy apostle and prophet.
感谢神。所以今天我们看到说，其实神他做事情他是有次序的。
As we know, God do everything in the order.
当这个神要启示的时候，他所用的人哈，其实神会有选择啊。
When God wants to give the revelation, God will choose the people to let the revelation be given.
在旧约时代哈，神会用天使来传达启示的内容啊。
In the Old Covenant, God used angel to pass the message of the revelation.
比如说神用叫这个天使像玛利亚像约瑟来传达启示。
For example, God sent angel to, God sent angel to spread the message of the revelation to Maria.
嗯，那还有一次。
And Joseph.
包括传达这个像但以理传达启示。
Also, send the message of the revelation to Daniel.
但是呢，这里以弗所书告诉我们说，今天关于这个福音的奥秘其实神他是要启示给使徒和先知。
The book of Ephesians chapter 3 teaches the mysteries of Jesus Christ is revealed by the Holy Spirit to the apostles and prophets.
神没有把这个基督奥秘启示给不是启示给长老的这个监督主教。
It's not to say the mysteries of God is revealed to bishop, to elders, and the overseers,
或者是这个牧者
or the pastors.
所以今天我们看到说，有很多主教、监督，甚至传的牧者，都是不明白神的道理。
Many bishop, elder, and even overseers do not understand the words of God.
因为呢，这些长老、监督、主教这个是职分他这个跟属灵恩赐是不一样的。
The bishop, elder, and overseer on the spiritual minister, which are different from the spiritual gifts.
那神呢，他是要用使徒和先知这个两个属灵的这个恩赐来传达他的启示
God used two spiritual gifts.Which are the apostles and the prophets to spread the message of the revelation.
那么呢，这个来自使徒和先知所传达启示它有它的内容
The revelation from God to the apostles and the prophets has the detailed content.
它可以作为教会的根基然后使徒甚至也作为教会的根基。
Apostle and prophets.Are the foundation of the church.
我们来看一下使徒行传第二章。
Let's read the book of Acts chapter 2.
十九节到二十二节。
From verse 19 to 22.
十九节，奉耶稣圣名来读。这样你们不再做外人的客旅，并以以弗所书二章，不好意思。
Sorry, the book of Ephesians chapter 2.
十九节到二十二节。
The book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 19 to 22.
十九节，奉主圣名来读。这样你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同伙，是神家里的人了。
19. Now therefore, you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God.
二十节，并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，由基督耶稣自己为方教师。
20.Having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone.
二十一节，各房靠他联络得合，是渐渐成为主的圣殿。
21. In whom the whole building, being fitted together, grows into the holy temple in the Lord.
二十二节，你们也靠他同被建造，成为神界的圣殿居住的所在。
22. In whom you also are being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit.
所以今天呢，我们要恒守从使徒和先知所来的教训，并且要再不能越过他们所传的。
Today we shall hold firmly the teaching from the apostle and the prophets. What we received cannot be beyond the teachings from apostle and the prophets.
使徒彼得他在写信的时候他把这个保罗所写的所传的等同于圣经
When Apostle Peter wrote the letter the messages he wrote regarding Apostle Paul is the same as the teaching in the Bible
我们看彼得后书第三章
Let's read Second Peter
第三章
Chapter 3,
十五节到十六节
Verse 15 and 16.
彼得后书三章十五十六节
Second Peter, Chapter 3, Verse 15 and 16.
十五节，奉耶稣圣名读。 并且要以我主长久忍耐为得救的因由，就如我们所亲爱的弟兄保罗照着所赐给他的智慧写了信给你们。
13. And consider that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation, and also our beloved brother Paul, according to the wisdom given to him, has written to you.
16节，他一切信上也是讲论这事，信中有难，有些难明白的，那无学问不经故人强解，如强解别的经书一样，就自取沉沦。
16. And also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to understand, which untaught and unstable people twist to their own destruction, as they do also the rest of the scriptures.
所以这里，保罗说这个，彼得就说保罗所写的这些内容哈，它跟旧约的一些经文是一样的，一样的这个，就是不能去强解啊。
Apostle Peter says the information was written by Paul in the epistles are equal to the scriptures in the old covenant, which means they cannot destruct the messages written by Apostle Paul, the same as they cannot destruct the scripture in the Bible.
因为神他是以使徒先知他更基要，所以他们教训就是符合真理的啊，因为神那个使徒是教会根基，所以来自他们教训还是符合真理的。
Because apostle and the prophets are the foundation of the church, so the teachings from apostle and prophets are in line with the truth.
那么呢，神也肯定是想要通过使徒进来为我们传达一些这个重要的信息啊。
God used apostle and prophets.To teach us and declare to us the important information.
那我们再讲讲先知啊。
So let's talk about the prophet.
我们来看《使徒行传》11章。
Let's read the book of Acts, chapter 11.
使徒行传11章27节到30节。
The book of Acts, chapter 11, from verse
27
to 31.
三十节。
From verse 27 to 30.
使徒行传十一章二十七节，奉耶稣圣名读。当那些日子，有几位先知从耶路撒冷下到安提亚。
27. And in this day, prophets came from Jerusalem to Antioch.
28. 内中有一位名叫亚加布，站起来，借着圣灵指明天下将有大饥荒，这是到格老丢林间，果然有了。
28.Then one of them, named Agabus, stood up and showed by the Spirit that there was going to be a great famine throughout all the world, which also happened in the days of Claudius Caesar.
29. 于是门徒定义照个人的力量捐钱送去供给在住在犹太的弟兄。
29. Then the disciples, each according to his ability,determined to send relief to the brethren dwelling in Judea.
三十节，他们就这样行吧，捐献托巴拿巴和扫罗送到众长老那里。
30. This they also did, and sent it to the elders by the hands of Barnabas and Saul.
所以我们看到说，神借了这个亚加布这个先知来启示他，告诉他将来要发生重大的事情。
God used Agabus.To show the important things which would happen in future.
那我们看到说这个怎么叫做这个他所记载这些，因为圣经说他后面他应验的。
How can we know this revelation come from God or not? Because this revelation is realized later.
Yeah. 然后呢，神为什么要是要让他达到这个启示？目的呢，就是让弟兄姐妹能够提前预备然后可以互相帮助。
Why God showed this revelation through the prophet? The purpose of God is for letting us prepare everything in advance.
就好像这个神这个法老的意象那约瑟那提前准备这个粮仓一样
For example, God led Pharaoh to see the vision through. the vision to show a great farming would come. So by this revelation, God lead Isaac. God lead Joseph to prepare enough food for the country of Egypt. For the country of Egypt.
所以看这里也是他说，因为有饥荒来，所以让大家能够来互相帮助，来供给一些缺乏弟兄姐妹。
So here is the same in the book of Acts chapter 11. God used Agabus to show this revelation for letting them to prepare enough food which can meet the challenges in the great farming.
那么再看21章，书上21章。
Let's also go to the book of Acts chapter 21.
我们从第十节读到十四节。
The book of Acts chapter 21, from verse 10 up to 14.
第十节，奉主的圣名来读。我们在那里多住了几天，有一个先知名叫亚加布从犹太下来。
The book of Acts chapter 21, from 10 to 14. 10.As we stayed many days, a certain prophet named Agabus came down from Judea.
十一节到了我们这里，就拿保罗的腰带捆上自己的手脚，说：“圣灵说，犹太人要在耶路撒冷要如此捆绑着腰带的主人，把他交在外邦人的手里。”
11. When he had come to us, he took Paul's belt, bound his own hands and feet, and said that since the Holy Spirit.So shall the Jews at Jerusalem bind the man who owns this belt and deliver him into the hands of the Gentiles.
十二节，我们和那本地的人听见这话，就苦劝保罗不要上耶路撒冷去。
12. Now when we heard these things, both we and those from the place pleaded with him not to go up to Jerusalem.
十三节，保罗说：“你们为什么这样痛苦，使我心碎呢？我为主耶稣的名不但被人捆绑，就是死在耶路撒冷也是愿意的。”
13. And Paul answered, What do you mean by weeping and breaking my heart? For I am ready not only to be bound, but also to die at Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus.
14节，保罗既不听劝，我们便住了口，只说愿主的旨意成就便了。
14. So when he would not be persuaded, we ceased, saying, The will of the Lord be done.
所以我们看到有时候来自于神的启示跟我们来自人的这个意愿有时候它是相反的。
From here, we can see the revelation from God sometimes is quite different from our own desire.
因为呢，这个神的启示，这个神借亚加布告诉弟兄姐妹，当保罗去到耶路撒冷时候，将会被捆绑。
God used Agabus to tell the brethren that when he go to Jerusalem, he will be bound.
那弟兄姐妹他，因为他这个从这个肉体上啊，他是顾念保罗啊，所以他们情感上接受不了，他们就劝保罗不要上去。
Because the brother and sisters take care Paul according to their flesh, so they cannot accept this revelation. So they persuaded Paul not go up to Jerusalem.
但是呢，我们看到说，其实神提前让亚撒布讲这个启示，目的是让弟兄姐妹心里面有预备。
God used Agabus to declare this revelation in advance because God wanted them to prepare their heart in advance.
不让他们不让他们这个保罗见到保罗被捆绑的时候，心里就失望或者失去信心。
To avoid the brethren losing the faith when they see Apostle Paul is bound.
所以呢，这个保罗就借了这个启示来跟弟兄姐妹传讲神的道。
Apostle Paul used this revelation to preach the word of God.
保罗对弟兄姐妹说，这个你们不要这样的痛苦，不要顾虑你们肉体的，不要顾虑我们肉体哈，因为就是因为要从属灵的方面去看这个问题，因为为主耶稣基督，我就是。不是说被捆绑而已，就算我死在那边，我也是愿意的。
Apostle Paul says, don't weeping for me, don't worry about me.
出于肉体的这个情感。
Don't weeping for me and worry about me in the flesh, but need to look at this revelation in the spirit.
因为如果从属灵来上，如果属灵角度来讲，我不是不单是说捆绑而已，就算我死在那边，我也是愿意的。
So in respect to the spirit, I would like to not only be bound in Jerusalem, but also die there for the sake of the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为呢，这个主耶稣告诉我们，一粒麦子如果落在地里死了，你就不能结出很多的枝粒。
The Lord Jesus Christ tells us.One seed of the wheat not drop under the ground, it cannot grow up many particles of the wheat.
也就是说，今天如果我们想要把神的福音传开，我们要舍弃我们自己。
If we want to spread the truth of the gospel to all of the world, we need to sacrifice ourselves.
爱惜自己生命的，我们将会死掉生命。但是我们为主耶稣基督舍弃自己生命，我们将会得到生命。
For those who take care of their flesh, they will lose their life. For them who sacrifice their life, they will receive the true life from the Lord Jesus.
所以当时弟兄姐妹他们不明白这个道理，所以神就是借了这个机会，让保罗把这个道理讲给大家听。
Because the brothers and sisters in there didn't understand this.Word of God, so that's why God showed this revelation and lead Apostle Paul to explain the Word of God, based on this revelation.
所以当保罗讲了这个道之后，大家心他就愿意来顺从神，他就说，在十字架就说愿主的旨意成就，然后就变了了。
After Paul explained the Word of God according to this revelation, all the brethren have the heart.Which is willing to submit it to the words of God, and then they said, "May the will of God be done."
所以今天感谢神，所以今天我们要知道说，即便启示我们大启示，我们也要按照神的道去遵行。
Even if we have the revelation, we need to work according to the words of God.
第三个我们第三点，我们先。跟弟兄姐妹要分享，就是启示要造就别人。
The third point I would like to share is the revelation from God will edify everyone.
我们来看哥林多前书第十四章。
Let's read the First Corinthians chapter 4.
十四章。
The First Corinthians chapter 14.
我们从第六节读到第十二节。
From verse 6 up to 12.
哥林多前书十四章第六节到十二节。
First Corinthians chapter 14, from verse 6 up to 12.
第六节，奉主耶稣圣名读。弟兄们，我到你们那里去，若只用方言，不用启示或知识或预言或教训，给你们讲解，我与你们有什么益处呢？
Six. But now, brethren, if I come to you speaking with tongues,What shall I profit you unless I speak to you either by revelation, by knowledge, by prophesying, or by teaching?
第七节，就是那有声无气的物，或箫或琴或发出来声音，没有分别，怎能知道所吹所弹的是什么呢？
Seven, even things without life, whether flute or harp, when they make a sound, unless they make a distinction in the sound.How will it be known what is piped or played?
第八节，若吹无定的号声，谁能预备打仗呢？
Eight. For if the trumpet makes an uncertain sound, who will prepare for battle?
第九节，你们也是如此。舌头若不说容易明白的话，怎能知道所说的是什么呢？这就是向空说话的。
Nine. So likewise you, unless you utter by the tongue words easy to understand, how will it be known what is spoken?For you will be speaking into the air.
第十节，世上的声音或者甚多，却没有一样是无意思的。
Ten, there are, it may be, so many kinds of languages in the world, and none of them is without significance.
十一节，我若不明白那声音的意思，这说话的人必以我为话语之人，我也以他为话语之人。
11. Therefore, if I do not know the meaning of the language, I shall be the foreigner to him who speaks, and he who speaks will be a foreigner to me.
12节，你们也是如此，既是切慕属灵的恩赐，就当多求造就教会的恩赐。
12. Even so you, since you are zealous for spiritual gifts, let it be for the edification of the church that you seek to exalt.
我们再读26节。
We also read verse 26.
26节，弟兄们，这却怎么样呢？你们 聚会的时候，个人或有诗歌，或有教训，或有启示，或有方言，或有翻出来的话，凡事都当造就人。
26. How is it then, brethren? Whenever you come together, each of you has a song, has a teaching, has a tongue, has a revelation, has an interpretation. Let all things be done for edification.
所以我们知道说，神用来用启示的目的啊，就是为了造就弟兄姐妹。
The purpose of God showing the revelation is for edifying the brothers and sisters.
啊，如果我们听到一个启示，发现这人所讲其实对我们没有任何的意义，或没有任何造就我们，那么这个启示不是来自神。
If we heard a revelation from others, but this revelation has no any edification to us or have no any significance to us, it makes this revelation.Does not come from God.
有人就说神启示我今天早上要吃个鸡蛋。
Somebody say God revealed to me I need to eat one egg in this morning.
或者说我们晚上这个神要来这个喝一杯牛奶。
Or in the evening God revealed to me I need to have a cup of the milk in the evening.
那很多时候他们所讲这些东西都没有对他来讲没有任何的意义，他不明白什么意思。
And this kind of the revelation has no meaning, has no significance. Even himself doesn't understand the meaning.
所以我们知道这个启示它并不是来自于神的。
So we know this revelation does not come from God.
或者说，这启示说神要让我去叫管这个人叫认这个人为哥哥，认那个为姐姐，其实这种都不是来自于神的。
For example, if somebody say I got revelation that I need to call this.Brother is the brother. Call that.
Call. 亲姐姐
okay. I need to call this brother is my family brother. Call that sister is my family sister.
Yeah. 所以这个其实就我们可以分辨，其实这没有意义，我们就分了，因为在神在主耶稣里边，所领我们都是弟兄姐妹。
So if we distinguish it, we know it doesn't come from God, because in the Lord Jesus Christ.We are already become brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ.
我们而且我们的就因为天父哈，就是我们天上的神。
And we have only one heavenly Father, who is the Lord Jesus Christ.
而且呢，如果有些人所讲的启示啊，给我们带来很消极的效果，让他听了之后非常的沮丧，没有信心，都不是来自于神的。
And if some revelation we heard.Make us depressed, or make our faith be make we lose the faith. This revelation does not come from God.
Yeah, 就好像这个，所以讲就方言是一样。为什么说教会当中最小数对弟兄而结缘，最小的组员只是说方言，因为对大家没有造就，没人听得懂。
Just like speaking in tongue in the church to the congregation, if there is nobody can interpret, this speaking in tongue to the congregation.Will have no any edification to all the members.
所以我们看到说，神做事情，他次序就是说，当有启示的时候，神他会让两个人或三个人一起来讲
As we see, God do everything in the order. If God show the revelation, want to show the revelations to us, God will use two or three people to speak it out.
那为什么神不单会只用一个人，会用更多人和一大群人来讲呢？
Why will not God use only one person to speak or use many, many people to speak it out?
因为当你一个人讲的时候，你就没有办法去分辨。
If the revelation is only shown to one person, and after this person speak it out, you have no way to distinguish.
但是有两三个人来讲的时候，两个人会互相对照，这个是不是一致，就是来自于神的。
However, if two or three people have the revelation to speak it out, we can do the cross-checking we will know if the message from these two or three people are in line together.
就好像说保罗所得的启示跟彼得所得的，他们见面商讨一般都是一致的。
For example, the revelation Apostle Peter received is the same as the revelation Apostle Paul received after they meet together. They do the cross checking and they know the truth of the gospel revealed to them are the same. It's the same.
那为什么神不用这个五六个人、六七个大群人来讲这个启示
？Why didn't God use five or six or a group number of the people to speak out the revelation？
因为我们如果你看有一大群人，这个同时来讲启示。那有真真假假，我们很难就是分辨。
Because if there are many people to speak the revelation,
太多的信息。
Because there are too many messages, which make us cannot know what is true, what is false.
所以太多人同时讲启示，不能识别，得到造就，怕反而会使人得到混乱。
If there are too many people to speak out one revelation, this cannot edify. The brothers and sisters. On the contrary, it will make people have the mis. It will have people 混乱 have the misorder.
Yeah. 所以最后一个我们就告诉我们说启示我们要来查验
The last point, which is the first point, I will share with you. Any revelation need to be examined.
好，我们来看哥林多前书十四章。
Let's read First Corinthians chapter 14.
我们从29节读到33节。
We read from verse 29 to 33.
哥林多前书19章29节到33节。
First Corinthians chapter 14, verse 29 to 33.
29 to 33. 29, 至于先知讲，做先知讲道的，知道两个人或是三个人，其余就当圣事明辨。
29. Let two or three prophets speak, and let the others judge.
30节，若旁边坐着得了启示，那先说话就当闭口不言。
30. But if anything is revealed to another who sits by, let the first keep silent.
31节，因为你们都可以一个一个做先知讲道，叫众人学道，也叫众人得劝勉。
31. For you can all prophesy one by one, that all may learn and all may be encouraged.
32节，先知灵原是顺服先知的。
32, and the spirits of the prophets are subjected to the prophets.
33, 因为神不是叫人混乱，乃是叫人安静。
33, for God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, and in all the churches of the saints.
所以我们看到，如果启示来自于神，他一定是很有秩序、很安静的啊。
If the revelation comes from God, this revelation.This revelation is in the order, bring the peace to the brothers and sisters, and will not make people be confused.
而且先讲说，当因为我们有讲启示的时候，我们其他人要查验，要思想它是不是来自于神的。
And the verse also teaches us, if somebody speaks the revelation, the others should judge and examine.
那对于有感动讲启示，我们要。讲之前，我们要思考，我们这个感动是不是来自于神呢，还是来自于自己的私欲？
For the brothers and sisters who has the feeling that he is touched by God to speak out something, before he speaks it out, he himself also need to think about, this message is truly come from God or come from his own desire.
因为有时候魔鬼会激动人的血气，好让记得人来传达，来讲话。
Because in some time, Satan will also inspire man into the flesh and speak out something.
所以我们看彼得后书第一章。
Let's read Second Peter chapter 1.
19节到21节。
From verse 19 to 21.
彼得后书一章19节到21节。
Second Peter chapter 1.Verse 19 up to 21.
十九节，奉耶稣圣名读。我们并有先知更确的预言，如同灯照在暗处里面，要在这预言上留意，只等到天发亮，晨星在你们出现的时候才是好的。
19, and so we have the prophetic word confirmed, which you do well to heed as a light that shines in the dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your heart.
20节，第一要紧的，他知道经上所的预言没有可随时一解说的。
20, knowing this first, that no prophecy of scripture is of any private interpretation.
21节，因为预言从来没有出于人意的，乃是人被圣灵感动说出神的话来。
21, for prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit.
所以最重要的时候就是我们都要达到神的启示。我们内心一定要平静，要安稳。
If we want to have the revelation from God, most important thing that we need to have a very peaceful heart.
如果我们的心非常的急躁、烦闷不安，其实这时候很容易就会给魔鬼留地步。
If our heart is very hasten and not peaceful, we will leave the bridge for Satan.To utilize us.
就像圣灵他这个神奇像晨星一样，星星哈、它很小，你要安静下来，仔细查看才能看得到。
The verse, the scripture teaches, the prophetic words from God is just like the morning star. The morning star, the shine from the morning star is very small.
有时候你要仔细查看才看得到。
The shine.Of the morning star is very weak and very small. You need to examine carefully, then you can see it.
那有时候它是晨星啊，突然间就出现了。它并不是说一直都在那边。它有时候你看天空的时候，它突然间就出现了。
When you look at the sky, the morning star suddenly appear.
也就是说，今天我们在不断的寻求真理的时候，突然间神就把启示放在我们心中。
When we seek the truth, in our life.Sometimes God put the revelation just as the morning star suddenly in our heart.
感谢神。所以我们再看帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章。
Let's read First Thessalonians chapter 5.
我们看20节到22节。
From verse 20 to 22.
用结束圣来读20节，不要藐视先知讲论。
First Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 20. Do not despise prophecies.
21节，但要凡事察验，善美要失守。
21. Test all things. Hold fast what is good.
22节，各样恶事要警惕不住。
22. Abstain from every form of evil.
感谢。所以今天我们对待讲预言、讲解这些弟兄姐妹，我们不要轻看他们，不要因为他们这个身份、地位、年纪来轻看他们。
For those brothers and sisters who speak out the prophecy, who speak out the revelation, we should not despise them according to their age, according to their background.
但是呢，他们讲的时候，我们要去查验，看他想是不是对的，还是不对的。
But when they speak out the revelation or prophesy, we need to test to know.This is wrong or this is correct?
对的话我们就去做，不对的话我们就要警戒。
If this is good, we need to hold fast. If it is evil, we need to abstain ourselves from it.
那包括在教会当中的领导人，他也要来观察，来负责，来观察这个弟兄们想帮你讲启示录。
Even the leaders in the church also need to observe the revelation spoken by the brothers and sisters in the church, right or wrong. They need to take this responsibility.
并不是说让弟兄姐妹他们今天这个人想要讲启示他就讲，另外一个人想启示他就讲，不是教会的领导人他要去，首先他要去分辨去查验。
It's not the right way to let everyone who say they are touched to speak out the revelation to speak. The leaders in the church shall observe and discern.
我们看撒母耳记上十九章。
Let's read First Samuel chapter 19.
20节。
First Samuel chapter 19 verse 20.
就是扫罗打发人去捉拿大卫，去人见有一般心智都受管说话，撒母耳站在其中监管他们，打发去人也受了圣灵感动说话。
20. Then Saul sent messengers to take David, and when they saw the group of prophets prophesying, And Samuel, standing as leader over them, the Spirit of God came upon the messengers of Saul, and they also prophesied.
那说当时呢，在有一群的先知，但是呢，撒母耳是一个领导，是在监管他们的。
There was a group of prophets prophesying at that time, and Samuel standing among them as the leader to shepherd them.
啊，所以如果教会当中哈、啊，这个使徒对吧、啊，长老他们如果察觉到。这个人所说的和讲不对，好，那提出建议说，你们不要去讲，大家听从。
So if the apostles and elders represent the church, observe the revelation spoken by someone is not right, they need to stand out to teach the brothers and sisters not to listen.
那么弟兄们要顺从使徒的教训，跟长老的管理，这非常重要的。
Brothers and sisters in the church.Need to submit to the leadership of apostles and elders in the church.
因为使徒是最大的使命的恩赐，长老是最大的使命的职分。
Because apostle is the greatest spiritual gift among all the spiritual gifts, and elder is the greatest spiritual minister among all the spiritual ministers.
感谢神，那我们很神一点，我们今天就借跟大家分享哈，这个如何。来看待启示的问题。
Thank God, this is the topic I preach to you today. How to distinguish the revelations?
那一共有四点哈、啊。第一点告诉我们说这个我们这个启示哈、啊，其实用启示来让我们认识到有关神的知识。
There are four points. The first one is God used the revelation to let us have the knowledge in Him.
那第二个呢，就是我们要说启示的对象啊，就是使徒和先知。
The second point, the object of the revelation from God is to apostles and prophets.
第三个呢，就告诉我们启示的目的是要造就弟兄姐妹，造就教会。
The third point, the purpose of the revelation from God is to edify edify the church, edify brothers and sisters.
第四个告诉我们启示要进行查验。
The fourth point.The revelation need to be examined and judged.
感谢神啊，愿主耶稣祝福每个弟兄姐妹啊，让我们在真理上能够更加的明白，在神道更加长进。
Thank God, may God, may the Lord Jesus Christ bless everyone, lead everyone to understand the words of God more and more, and grow up in the words of God.
我们将一些荣耀颂赞尊贵都归给我们天上的父神，直到救主耶稣基督直到永远。
All the glory, all the praise, and all the honor go back to our Heavenly Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the Savior, forever.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.